Yes?
Secretary Rusk.
Yes? Yes.
On the money point, I've talked to Dave Bell, and I would recommend that we go ahead and take that $3 billion plus the 209 carry forward plus another $30 million carry forward, provided it's quite clear that if we do need more, we'll be coming down with a supplementary. On the wheat point, I think the Hubert-Humphrey formula is better than what is in the House bill now, because if they give you the permission to make a finding against the whole background of this discussion, that in effect is an invitation to you to make the finding, because everybody knows what you think about it. But if they don't take the Humphrey formula and try to stick on the present House language, I think we'll have to fight it out, because of the overriding considerations in our relations with the Soviet bloc these days.
Well, I just told them that I didn't think we'd get by on $3 billion, and I thought the very minimum was $3 billion plus $209.
Right.
And that I thought we'd have to get that language out of there. We couldn't live with it.
Right. Well, I hope that will work, but by the end of the afternoon, you may have to consider these other questions you put to me. But if we can get 331 plus the 209, I think we'll be in fair shape, because although we don't want to say this to them up there at the moment, there are some places like Cambodia, Indonesia, and other places where we're not going to be putting in much aid this year in the present prospect for political reasons. So it'll be a little stringent here and there, but that's not too bad. But on the wheat language, I just don't think we ought to accept a clear congressional policy flatly against any such transaction. And if they in effect invite you to make a finding, that would relieve it considerably.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it'd be different if it were not for the background of this discussion. If the Congress puts a presidential discretion into this bill, then they know, and everyone else knows, that you're going to use it. And so, in effect, they're inviting you to use it, and I think that the impact around the country would not be as severe as it might be under other circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, our preference is not to have that language in there at all, but I don't know whether the House can do that or not.
No, they say they can't, but right. If they said that the Export-Import Bank can use any funds, provided the President finds it's a national interest.
I think we could live with that, and as a matter of fact, I think that the country would expect you to make such a finding, and it would be clear that the Congress expects you to make such a finding in view of the debate on this subject that's already gone on. So I wouldn't worry too much about that way of handling it.
Okay, thank you.
Right, sir.